You know, I never thought about making an album because these things are so remote. You know, show business and big personalities. But then the way life has been throwing me around lately, and I say that with all affection, because the fates have been very kind to Telly. As far removed from show business as I can get, and quite suddenly I'm thrown into the cinema world, and I enjoyed some success there, and the television world, and I enjoy some success there. And now the record world as well, just as accidentally, all of a sudden Telly's a pop star, and I'm telling the people at Kojak, and I'm telling the people in the movies, I don't need you anymore, baby. I'm gonna sing my way. And next year, I'm thinking of doing a ballet number, and I got a call into Nureyev, only because life is that fantastic. Life is that unpredictable. But rest assured that in the back of my mind, when a bubble bursts and everybody says, you remember that pop star from years ago, that I can go back to doing what I was doing, baby, and the adjustments will be just the same. And I'll have great fun telling people how I used to be a movie star and a pop star and on and on. Actually, this album came about, as I suggested before, quite by chance. I had no intentions of ever making an album, but a fellow who I met by chance in a hotel in London, and since then we've become great friends, a very talented musician, his name is John Kekavas, also writes the music for Kojak and many major motion pictures. He says, you know something, Telly? He says, I think you can sing. He said, I'd like to make an album with you. Yeah, I've been taught by my father many years ago, you don't say no to anything, Telly. I said, if you think I can sing, I'll give it a shot. So that's what happened. I made the album, and just like somebody asked me to sing on the Academy Awards, and I knew if I had to fall on my face, I might as well do it in front of the biggest audience in the world. So I sang for the first time in front of 800 million people at the Academy Awards, and then came the album, and the rest is current history, baby, and I love it. You know, when you go about picking songs, and a fellow is as new to this business as I am, I mean the music business, you gotta pick songs which are close to you. I'm a guy who leans toward the lament when it comes to songs. I'm a guy who leans toward the tears, for whatever reasons, maybe it's my heritage. But I'm not gonna stray too far from who I am. So I'll pick a lyric that I understand, that may bring back a melancholy of many, many years ago, when I was a kid, listening to the great ones sing these songs. Frank, of course, I'm talking about. And this is just Telly expressing himself with a lyric that I both understand and that I've carried with me through the years. An example, a song like What's New. Okay, the words and music by Johnny Burke again, surprisingly enough, and Bobby Hagger. They wrote the song and they wrote the music, but I lived it, baby, you know. So when I'm singing What's New, it's the story of my life. You know, the time your chick at the time looked another way and you met again. And that kind of sadness is where Telly's at.
What's new? How is the world treating you? You haven't changed a bit. Lovely as ever, I must admit. What's new? Hey, how did that romance come through? We haven't met since then. Gee, but it's nice to see you again. What's new? Probably I'm boring you. Seeing you is so grand, and you were sweet to offer your hand. I understand. Adieu. Ta. pardon my asking, what's new? Of course, you could know I haven't changed, I still love you so. What's new? Probably I'm boring you, but seeing you is grand, and you were sweet to offer your hand. I understand.
What's new?
Pardon my asking, what's new? Of course, you could know I haven't changed, I still love you so.
Okay, little Christina, that song was dedicated to you. I was 14 and you were 12, and it was Syracuse. And I'll never forget the song, and I'll never forget you. You're still 14, baby, wherever you are, and that was 93 years ago. On Audio Fidelity, what's new? Telly Savalas.